3.
It's episode 315, and we've got plugins for emails per product, geomapping, WooCommerce disclaimers, quote of the day, plugins in the customizer, and in-post advertising. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the hot, sweltery beachside bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I am Marcus Couch.
Yeah, well, you know, after you had such a beautiful, wet, damp winter, now you're going to move into a good, dry, hot summer.
Yes, plenty of fires to go around.
Yeah, well, we've got a couple up here. They actually had to evacuate a small portion of the northern province for a major wildfire.
That's too bad.
It happens, and it does. But some winters, some summers, better than others. This one here, not as dry as last, though. It's all good.
Yep.
All right, well, we have the usual great show for you, everyone, here today, and hopefully eventually people will start to join us. We are now broadcasting live via YouTube. And I sent out a tweet. Fire off a tweet. Fire off something. Let folks know we're out here. I got two of them out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a couple weeks, I'll start joining in video. I got a couple things to work out here at the studio. And you'll get to see both John and I present these plugins. And we've done a kind of a dry run already. Seems to work out. I just got a couple things I got to take care of on my end, and we'll be ready to roll.
Yeah, little by little, it's going to come together, and we'll eventually have people joining us live, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, don't forget, right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, hitting a little thumbs up button in the corner for us, or into iTunes Store, listening to us there. Give us a review. We greatly appreciate those there also.
Yeah, all those reviews help us out in the rankings, and that in turn brings a bigger, wider audience to this show, which helps everybody.
Yeah, does a great job of it. All right, and a little bit of self-promotion. I'm still finding a little bit of space here and there in my time schedule, though it's starting to fill up again really quick with future projects. But at the moment, if you find yourself in need of emergency WordPress support, or you just need to get some consultation or just some general help, feel free to reach out to me at 818-850-7729 or go to my website at johnoverall.com.
And if you've got a passion for WordPress and would like to write about it, I'm now the WordPress editor for Smashing Magazine, one of the biggest web design resources online. And I'm looking for folks to write great articles about WordPress, get some exposure to yourself and your work. Email me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com, and I'll reply back with all the info. It's a great opportunity to contribute to the WordPress community, get exposure, and get a few $100 in your pocket for the effort. Get in touch with me, marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com.
And also, don't forget, we do have the jobs board over at WP Plugins A to Z at the wpsupport.ca jobs, or go to wppluginsa2z.com/jobs, and the jobs board is there. It hasn't really gained any traction yet, but I'm really hoping that it starts to gain some traction over the next 6 months. So I'd like to see, you know, some jobs appear there, some professionals get some work, or people who need work, you know, promote it up for the professionals that come here. So, and there's 6 people there now. So we do have some professionals there. We just don't have any jobs.
Nah. Well, please use that as a resource.
Okay. Now we are still continuing the contest that was running. When I went in to check on the contest thinking, well, we've had people sign up. Turns out nobody has registered for the contest. I mean,
I'll sign up then.
Nobody wants this free license. I mean, come on, folks. It's a free license for VC Splitter, very excellent plugin, reviewed back in episode 310. I've extended the contest out by a couple more weeks to give folks a chance to it. If nobody grabs it, I'll keep the license for myself. Right. And it'll be a shame. And, you know, if we're running contests that you're not interested in, let us know. Then we won't run the contest. But we're trying to do some things here, folks. I really can't believe nobody registered for it. I mean, if you're already on the mailing list, I'm not going to add you twice. You know, it's all, that's the only caveat to entering. We get your email, you join our mailing list. Come on. It's not that big of a deal. It's a pretty simple no-brainer. So anyway, that contest is extended out for a couple more weeks just so we can get a chance to get people in there and register.
Heck, I'll sign up. I'll take it.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing.
Nobody else wants it.
Okay, and we do have a donor this week. We would like to thank our donors. This is the segment where we thank our donors. $50 or more in a week gets you a read-out show note. Anything under $50 keeps you in the anonymous area, and that's the way it's going to continue working forward unless it gets too heavy in the notes, and then we might have to adjust those levels. But we shall see. All right, this week here we have $50 from Jazzweb, PTY, LTD. And he was kind enough to send it in to us on July 4th, the American celebration of Independence Day. So thanks a lot, Jez. And here's the note he had for that. This donation is on behalf of Dr. John Suant and his new website at drjohnsuant.com.au. John is an experienced counselor, mediator, trainer, celibant, and published author. You might recall that there is a math LA text function in Jetpack. Yeah, I remember it. Lots of people was really excited about it. And Jazzweb had their first ever client website that used this math formula function display via the simple MathJax plugin. And we've got a link to the plugin. And there are various formulas amongst the text towards the bottom of the Piezo Drive site. And he's got a link. We got a link in here to where he put that to good use. So finally, you know, excellent to be able to put that to good use after all these years, he says. And thank you much, Jez. We really greatly appreciate your support for the show.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And remember, you can donate at Patreon at patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z, where you can donate on a monthly basis. And as an incentive, again, if you want to donate $40 a month, you will gain exclusive access to the plugin tutorial videos that we've got on how to set up and use the plugins we review and use. So just take advantage of that. Patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z.
And that brings me to reminding there is a new tutorial video out.
Oh.
I put out another one last Wednesday. As I said, since I've given up the additional day to the show, every week there will be at least one tutorial video, and I'm going to try and get it to the point where I can create two. So they are being produced now. And great. Some of them will go into the exclusive members-only area, so you will have to become a member to access them. The better tutorials are going to be moved there. And I do create really good tutorials. Many of my tutorials have seen tens of thousands of views when I have them on another channel. So.
Great.
So they do come and they do well. So keep that in mind, folks. If you want to get in on those, you'll want to support us. And you can do that through Patreon, or I will have links on the website to sign up directly through the website to become a member. Okay.
Awesome.
And we have just a couple of pieces of news this week. A couple of great articles here, mostly around security and other miscellaneous things. First off, we got an article here. It's the Ultimate WordPress Plugin Security Testing Cheat Sheet. It comes from Symantec, but as you go through it, it tells you what bits of code. If you're a plugin author, this is something to look at, so that especially if you're beginning, there's certain ways of scripting it and certain calls for the functions that you want to make sure are done correctly to prevent cross-scripting and SQL injection, et cetera. They've got a pretty good inclusive list in this article, and then shows you a bit about each of the functions and what needs to be done with them. So check out this article if you're a developer. Very useful thing.
Awesome. And looks like we got also another article, the top 12 tools to optimize your WordPress site for maximum visibility. Believe it or not, this is out of the Huffington Post.
I was going to make a joke of and surprise.
Typically is not known for their WordPress news, but or any news. You know, that's what's known in America as fake news, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
Heck, maybe let's see what they link to.
Well, actually, what they link to on here is they got linked to the Google Keyword Planner, Longtail Pros, SMS Rush, Yoast SEO, WP Forms. A lot of it's basic stuff, but some of it's good reminder things. and things to go look at. It's actually a usable article. It's got some usable information in it. I was surprised when I saw it was Huffington Post when I first got it. I went, ah, really? And I said, ah, I'll look at it. And sure enough, every once in a while, some gem comes out of there.
Hmm. Interesting.
The final up one we've got is an article for why and how to publish a plugin to the WordPress repository. This comes from Kinsta, and this is an article that describes on why you want to put a plugin into the WordPress directory, how to go about getting it into the WordPress directory, where to find all the rules around it and all the information that you have to put together correctly to get it accepted into the directory. It's a really good, pretty comprehensive article that tells you everything you've got to pull together to get it into the WordPress directory to make the job of getting it there easier. And of course, the whys you want to do it, well, if you're going to give the plugin away, it's the best place to get it, most exposure. So,
cool.
That's all we've got for news, another bit this week, and we don't have any listener feedback. You know, it's been a while since we've had a speak pipe or anything along that line.
Yep, and I don't know. It's the dog days of summer, I guess, but
even in the dog days of spring, it's like, come on, folks, get out there and get us a speak pipe. It's right there in the bottom right of our website. Just click it and record.
Right.
You know, very simple thing to do.
Yeah, well, our audience sometimes takes a while.
Yeah, well, that's all right. They're coming around. Little by little, they're coming around. I have faith in them. They're going to come around. Okay, and as I already mentioned, we have training videos. There are two links to Torm. They will be located in either the public repository on the website or in the members-only repository for the videos. So, and I'll be letting you know when the members-only ones start to get updated. That's probably going to happen this week. The first members one will be up this week.
Cool.
Okay. I guess that's it. Must be time to jump into meat and potatoes, eh?
All right. Let's do it.
All right. Off we go. First up this week, I have a premium plugin that was sent in to us by Roman Stepanov. It is a premium plugin called Map SVG. Starts at $35 for the plugin, and this is a excellent plugin if you have data you need to map to countries, or even within one of their example sites here is the states, and they're showing you how you can map specific data to specific states. People click on the states, they get a list next to it of what's in there. And the interesting thing about this plugin here is they already have the SVG maps for most every country in the globe already. So you just choose the map, load up the map, then you go in and you create your customized fields, whatever data you want to do, whatever fields you want to do, and you assign them to the map, and then you assign them to the section in the map so that the information can be done. I think they might even have this allowed to go down a little further than that with it. But this one here, very excellent. And how I see this plugin being used in particular, there were many months back, one of the listeners out there contacted us about a suggestion for a plugin that they could use to map data across different states for a media outlet who had different jobs available for media people in different states. And there was nothing that really did a really good job, but I think this is exactly what they need. They can assign all the information they need, assign it to the state, the person they send to look for the information can click on their state, see what's available, and then do all the contacts. So this has got tons and tons of uses on how it can be used. Really easy to use. It was pretty straightforward, and I found it with very few problems at all. So turns out to be a fantastic plugin. It is premium, but it is Map SVG. Check it out, and I gave it a 5 dragon rating.
Very nice. Good plug-in. All right, the first one I've got. We are all used to now the live preview within the customizer, and it lets you see kind of an instant feedback of what's going on with your site. Well, this plugin is called Customize Plugin Manager, and this is an experimental plugin, which means do not use this on a live site. Use it on a stage site and experiment with it. That's what it's meant for. But it gives you the ability to activate and deactivate plugins from within the customizer, and then you can instantly see what these plugins are doing, which is pretty cool. Now, what happens is, just like the regular customizer, until you hit save and publish, it won't actually do these things. Now, the author of this does warn you that broken plugins activated through this method could break your site. So that's a good enough reason to never use it on a live site. Mm. But if you do check out this plugin, then interact with the developer and help to make this a better plugin. Maybe this is something that, down the road is one of your staples. I don't use the customizer too much, but I don't think I'd really use this plugin all the time, but it's very cool the way that they've got it to work and the fact that you can get a live preview of what's going on. So I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
That's very useful, and that definitely help out when you're developing out.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Next up, I have another premium plugin. This one was sent in by Yoav Shrilev. And I'm actually going to be interviewing this author later today on a different plugin. And it's a premium plugin, and it's called WP Quotes of the Day. And what this plugin is for is if you want to set up something on your site to be like Forbes magazine, if you've ever been there, you get that big, cool-looking quote that throws over the screen for you, and you might read it, and you might just cause it to go away. Well, that's what this plugin does for you. Now, it is a bit of a third-party system. All the quotes come from their database through their API, which is why it's a premium. But they do have over 1,500 different categories, and 125 different categories, and over 55,000 different quotes to numerous authors. So it's kind of a cute plugin, kind of useful. Can add an enhancement to your site if that's the type of audience that's coming to your site that you can do that for. Not every website could use it, but it does seem to work okay, and it's a pretty decent little plugin, and I gave it a good 3 dragon rating. So it's a good, solid, steady plugin. So check it out, WP Quotes of the Day.
Yeah, that's a good one. And, I wish that you could actually add your own quotes. That would be a lot better, if they did that. So maybe that's something that the author can take to heart.
Oh, maybe I'll ask him about it when I interview him here later today.
Yeah. Okay. So the last two plugins that I've got are sort of interrelated in terms of what you can do with individual products in WooCommerce. So the first of these is called Woo Custom Emails Per Product. And what this allows you to do is add custom content for each product in the WooCommerce receipt emails. So you enter in the product description itself, where you go through the different boxes and images and all that stuff, you're actually adding a block of text that is specific to that product. And then when somebody orders that product, the receipt that they get contains that block text that you've initiated. Now you can use either a HTML code or just plain text, but this is things like installation instructions, pickup instructions, any kind of thing like that, as far as one-to-one individual products get sold, and then here's what to expect, or here's how it comes, or here's how to unfold it, or here's how to do whatever with it. This is a very cool thing that individually tailors each one of your different products with this custom message.
Nice.
And I thought the functionality of it was great. It's very easy to set up, very easy to use, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Excellent. Always good when a plugin hits that.
Yeah, that's a really nice touch to add to any e-commerce site.
Absolutely, and help enhance it. Right, the final plugin I have here today is another premium plugin, and it was sent in to us by sent in to us by Scott DeLuzzo, and it's called WP InPost Ads. Now, it is another plugin that allows you to put advertisements into your site. Now, this one's kind of more along the lines for someone who's doing blogging on their website. And what it does, it makes it easy to add the ads into the body content. And it will add up to 3 ads in there. And you simply add the ad code, tell it what paragraphs the ads to appear at. You can add multiple styles of ads in there. He has multiple blocks for putting the ads into. And tell it where to appear, and then they just start to appear in your text. Very simple, very straightforward plugin, a good, solid advertising plugin for your basic ad insertion into a website. Check it out. It's called WP InPost Ads, and I gave it a 4 dragon rating. All right. And your mute button still on.
That really helps. No, I was asking a question actually on mute, stupidly. How does it determine where in the post it goes? Do you put a short code in, or does it have
automatic in the plugin. Plugin is probably calls into the hooks, and when you set up the plugin, you tell it appear the first ad after paragraph 3, second one after paragraph 5, second one after paragraph 7.
Got it. Perfect.
And that's what it does. It just puts them after those paragraphs. So the other nice thing about it, and I did forget to mention, these are the things, first it was going to give a 3, but then I realized it had some other things, is when you're doing each individual post, you can customize it on a per post basis for where the paragraphs be. Maybe you wrote an article that only has 4 paragraphs, so you want the ad to appear a little sooner, or maybe you have lots of paragraphs, you can do it there. Plus, if you have a multi-author blog and you want to allow it, you can allow the additional authors to have one of their own single ads inserted on their post.
Oh, nice.
So that's one useful feature about it that brought it up to a 4. So
within that post editor, do you also have the ability to turn it off for a post?
Yes, you do have the ability to turn it off for a post too, if it's a post that you think should not be monetized.
Great. That sounds like a great plugin.
So there you go.
All right, let's wrap it up here. The final one is also WooCommerce related and to individual products. This is called WooCommerce Product Disclaimer. And it's a plugin where you get to set up some terms and conditions before the customer is allowed to add the product to their cart. They have to agree to the terms and conditions. Hmm. And so when you click add to cart, a disclaimer pops up asking the customer to review and agree to the terms and conditions. And that is before they are allowed to add it to the cart. So if somebody buys it and they say, I didn't know, look, you can't even add it to the cart without knowing.
That's
so,
right.
This gives you complete coverage. And if they decline the terms and conditions, it does not add the product to the cart. Very cool. Very nice in order to kind of cover your bases when it comes to specific products that have special details or instructions, and it marries nicely with that emails per product plugin I used. This one is called WooCommerce Product Disclaimer, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That's actually quite useful for folks using WooCommerce to ensure that they get that disclaimer checked off.
That's right. You cannot purchase without it.
Yeah. Okay, well, that wraps it up. This week here, I covered up Map SVG, which I gave a 5 to, WP Quotes of the Day, which I gave a 3 to, and then WP InPost Ads, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about Customized Plugin Manager, which gets a 4 out of 5. Woo Custom Emails Per Product gets a 5 out of 5. And WooCommerce Product Disclaimer, another 5 out of 5.
Excellent hand of plugins this week, everyone. And usual reminders, don't forget, stop in at the iTunes store, leave us a review. We could greatly appreciate the support and the reviews there. They really help the show get listed because the vast majority of the show's downloads come through the iTunes store. So we want to stay listed at the top there. Also, if you're listening to us via Stitcher Radio, hit the little thumbs up button in the corner on the device you're listening on, or take a few minutes and stop in on their website and give us an actual real review, because you can put them up in their website. So
that's right.
We'd appreciate the reviews there also. And also, remember, donate to the show. Hey, it's Palindrome Week, man. Do something unique, you know? We have for the next, from now to the 19th of July, every day is a palindrome. So go check them out. It's really kind of interesting. Great way to donate to the show. And we're going to have more and more stuff coming. And as you know, we are doing this show live every week. And it should go approximately 10 a.m. Pacific time every week, every Monday. Mm-hmm. We're going to try to keep that as best we can. Sometimes we get a little schedules messed up and a little aside that, but we're going to do the best we can to be within that zone. So bringing you a show that's live, and eventually we will allow some interactions into it. You know, so as we get all of the bugs worked out and the details of everything sorted. So
absolutely. Okay, and how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me at my website, johnoverall.com, or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow this show on Twitter at @WPPluginsA2Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.